Hello, everyone, and welcome to 99% Effective. I'm your host, George, and today I am joined by Gianna and Christine. Good morning, Gianna.
Morning.
Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
So you have agreed to join us today because we are doing an episode on the podcast today. We're highlighting employment. And one of the things that we find is very important for us here at Sarah is really recognizing community partners and those that we support that have really gone down that path of employment and been successful. And so what we wanted to do today was really highlight one of our local businesses and then highlight someone who has really forged a path of her own to get that employment. So I'm going to jump in, Christine, and I'm going to start with you. So if you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name's Christine Reed. I've been in the food business for about 15 years. Five of those years, I've had a storefront down on the shoreline.
Okay.
And I own a gluten-free vegan bakery. We're now in Westbrook.
And your bakery, it's Shayna Bees?
Shayna Bees.
Okay. Can you talk to us a little bit about the name?
Sure. Shayna Bees by the Sea is named after my dear yellow lab, who is no longer with me, but is with me every day at the bakery and in my heart. It is a gluten-free vegan bakery, but also cafe. So we tailor to people with a lot of food allergies, special dietary requirements, and we're a plant-based food organization.
Awesome. So, you know, when you hear bakery, you don't often find bakeries who have a specialty such as yours. Mm-hmm. What specifically made you decide to open up a bakery that was going to really focus on those who have food sensitivities, mm-hmm. kind of the gluten-free? How did that come to be?
Well, when I first started the business 15 years ago, I started at the grassroots level doing farmers markets, mm-hmm. and that was an opportunity for me to understand the population that needed extra care, okay. needed products that were tailored to them, that were safe, that were good, were nutritious. And I just found the need overwhelming. Given that you can't do gluten-free and not gluten-free baking, I had to make the decision very early on in my business plan to tailor to people that needed me. Given the overwhelming response I found at the grassroots level doing farmers markets, I made that decision to help people and service that population.
And I would imagine that when it comes to bakery items, you really have to kind of really look into what are the things that you're going to be able to offer to kind of really get those similar flavor profiles. And again, with the specialty that you're working with, you know, it certainly sounds like you've been successful doing that.
Yes, absolutely. Yep, I've got a great team of people that support me, support my mission, and I couldn't do it without them.
So can you talk to us a little bit more about kind of the hiring aspect of it? Recently, over the last few years, we've heard a lot of businesses talk about, you know, staffing shortages, mm-hmm. and where can I find people? And, you know, I think every business focuses on being able to hire really good staff. So how do you go about doing that?
Well, there has been a shortage, and the food service got hit really badly during the pandemic. It's a labor of love,
yeah,
for sure. And it's a lot to ask people. Ask of people.
Certainly.
You're on your feet all day. You're dealing with the public. You're working weekends. And
so, you know, we'll shift over to our other guests today. You hired Gianna back in August, I believe it was.
Yep.
Can you talk to us about kind of your experience with that?
Sure. Yeah. When Gianna walked through the door, she was very prepared. She had her portfolio ready for me to look at. She presented herself very professionally and just told me about her experiences, her abilities, her training, mm-hmm. and her interest in working with my staff at Shayna Bees. So I was very taken back by how she presented herself, and I knew she would fit what I needed at that time. Yep.
So Gianna, why don't you tell us a little bit about kind of your passion with baking?
I got started baking a really long time ago. I started baking with my grandma like back when I was really young, like around 10, maybe 5. Mm-hmm. And then I really started loving baking when I did food service classes at my high school.
Okay.
I did bake shop. foods and nutrition, and I did other classes like that.
Okay.
Like, I worked in other bakeries, too.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you certainly kind of knew all along that you really liked baking.
Yeah.
And it was really something that you were hoping one day that you could find a job doing something that you were passionate about, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So can you talk about a little bit about your experience kind of putting together your portfolio? Because I've heard about your portfolio a couple times. So I'm curious, Anna, what made you kind of start putting that together? Or is it something that you knew you would need when you went to go look for a job?
So I started like last year. I graduated from a school for people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Futures.
Okay.
So I worked my portfolio there, and that's where I started it.
Very nice. So what were some of the things that you put in your portfolio?
I put, like, pictures of my baked goods in it.
Awesome, awesome. And so when you were working with your Sarah Job Coach, it sounds like that's where you kind of really decided, I'm going to focus on bakeries, mm-hmm. And I'm going to go there and be able to present them my portfolio.
Exactly.
And that's what Christine was able to see, and she was really impressed by that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, you were really prepared when you went out into the community to find this job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to us a little bit about what you do at Shana Bee's?
So at Shana Bee's, I'm in charge of, like, scooping the cookies and putting them on trays. Sometimes I bake them off, and then other times we put them in the refrigerator for them to get baked off at a different time.
Okay. Were you nervous when you first started?
I was a little bit nervous, but like I knew what I was getting into. So, I mean, the night before was a little, I get nervous the night before, and I don't sleep sometimes. So like that has a effect on me. But I was nervous, but not like too nervous, which is good.
Do you have a favorite part of the job?
My favorite part of the job is just going in there and seeing everybody and just being with people that I know.
Awesome. So I know you do a lot of kind of the work behind the scenes, but I hear that you're starting to do a little bit more in kind of the front of the house where you're working on some of the stuff with the register and kind of interacting with some of the customers more too.
Yes.
I would imagine that's a really exciting thing to do, to kind of really kind of focus on the thing that you love with baking, but also getting some of the interaction with the customers that are coming in too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you say when it comes to your experience working that you're most proud of for yourself?
Just like being able to actually graduate from a cooking school,
mm-hmm.
and then being able to put what I've learned into what I am doing now.
And Christine, can you share with us kind of from your perspective as a business owner, some of the things that, you know, really stand out about Gianna kind of in the work field?
Sure. Gianna is definitely passionate about what she does. She's very efficient at what she does. She brings a really positive energy to Shana Bee's. She's willing to work. She's just been a huge asset for us.
Are there things that, you know, given our podcast and kind of who we cater to as far as our listeners, is there anything that you think is really important for others who are out there looking for employment to know about kind of the experience that you had working with Sarah and Gianna? Anything you think is important for them?
Well, I think if you keep in mind that everyone has the right and the ability to thrive,
mm-hmm.
and do what they love and use their abilities to the best of theirs.
Yeah.
And I'm fortunate enough to have a business that can offer many different levels of need and opportunity for people.
And Gianna, when you think about your job, you know, certainly it's your passion, but what outside of that inspires you every day, you know, when you're going to work to kind of get up and go to work? Is there anything that stands out to you?
Just being able to, like, know that I'm doing something that I love. That's what really helps me get up every day. It's just being able to, like, know that I'm going to go someplace and bake.
Yeah. Yeah. If it was me, it'd probably be taste testing. That would get me through a tough day, personally. I love cookies. I don't know about you.
You're welcome anytime.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you know, with your experience, what would you recommend to people about when they're going to look for a job? Do you have any advice for others who are looking for jobs?
Just what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And then go out and...
Okay. And probably the most important question, what's something that you think they have to try as far as a treat?
Well, funny question. I can't taste anything at Shana Bee's. I'm allergic to tree nuts.
Okay. Well, if you had to make a recommendation, what do you think is people's favorite treat?
Any type of cookie, any cupcakes.
You're speaking my language right now. So I will make sure definitely next time I come in to Shayna B's that I get cookies and cupcakes. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for joining us today. I think, one of the things that is really nice about this podcast is bringing together community members that we as an agency have been able to have an impact on and obviously see the positive outcome that it's had for Gianna. One of the things I didn't mention is, which is really nice, is that Gianna landed this job shortly after her birthday, which is also a nice thing. So
that's a
nice birthday treat to have. So So proceeding with the holidays upon us, is there anything that customers should be looking out for on the menu or any holiday specials that you have coming up?
Sure. Yeah, we have a winter holiday menu that encompasses both entrees and desserts. So if you have vegan, gluten-free guests coming to your house or you want to take something a little bit more of a specialty flair to your parties, holiday parties, we offer cookies, cupcakes, entrees.
And is there, should they call in? Should they check your website for these?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. We'll be posting them on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and our website as well.
Awesome. So we'll definitely make sure to share all that information with our listeners and put in the show notes as well.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. And Gianna, thank you again.
You're welcome.
As always, you can find our podcast on Podbean, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and the Starting website. On any Amazon or Alexa-enabled devices, you can ask Alexa to play 99% Effective, Sarah Solutions podcast. And let us know what you want to learn more about. If you have an idea or topic, let us know. We would love to hear from you.